All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to talk a little bit now about NATO. Because, you know, it is absolutely necessary that we have a conversation about NATO. You know, back in 1982, there was a gathering of called the Atlantic Alliance. And what it did was had a conversation about whether there should be conversations about, you know, global peace, not about war. Why can't we get back to a time where we spend our energy and time and resources on focusing on peace? And why we don't do that anymore? There used to be global peace movements in my lifetime in this country. And that was because it was just so soon, you know, after World War II. You know, I wasn't born that much after World War II. I mean, relatively. I was born in 1954. You know, World War II ended in about 1943, 40, somewhere around there, 41. So it wasn't that long after that the thoughts of the horrific situation that took the lives of millions upon millions upon millions of people in a war that caused treasury as to basically crumble, as well as the lives of people, and cooler heads prevailed and people spoke of peace. But that seems so long ago, you know, and now it's all about war. I wonder if people really understand the whole purpose of NATO and the reason that NATO has come to be. You know, when Russia, USSR broke up, and all those smaller countries became independent and Russia was no longer there, they broke up and the USSR became Russia. And all of those different client states, if you will, became independent somewhat and started enjoying that. Many of those client states used to be a part of the USSR. And so they wanted their freedoms. They got to a point where they were no longer under the control of the USSR. And so they became independent, and they certainly weren't big enough and powerful enough to ever be a threat to what was once their parent, you know, Russia, that they came from, that birthed them. USSR birthed those nations, many of them, and they used to be a part of the landmass of the USSR. And yet, you know, the United States helped create NATO and continues to support NATO to this day and wants an expansion. We're talking about now Ukraine. You know, we just had an expansion. And so Russia clearly is stating, hey, man, This was our territory. This was once our territory. We had control over this area and over this land. And now here you are, you know, the United States government looking to expand yourself into territory that was once ours. Now, you may say that that's not a big deal. You may say that, you know, Sandy's will be back. He's in Israel vacationing. But you always hear him talking about hegemony. Constantly talking about hegemony. And sometimes, you know, we say, well, what is hegemony? It's the fact that our nation is expanding itself and its interests beyond its own borders. And its influence in different parts and segments of the world. And then you hear our nation constantly talking about our interests. Well, your interests. Well, so, you know, Sweden, Finland, you know, who are getting ready to join NATO, that then would be America's interests. Even though they are much closer to Russia than they would ever be to us. And yet we don't see any problems with that. The American people. Listen to this. The last summit that was held, you know, talking about, you know, peace. At the end of June, for the second time since the Spanish state joined NATO in 1982. For the second time since 1982, the Atlantic Alliance will hold a summit meeting in Madrid. It so happens that each of these two Madrid summits constitutes a major defining moment in the history of the organization, meaning NATO. The previous summit held in 1997 was the culmination of a long debate among NATO members' governments about the alliance's eastward enlargement. The debate became public and heated in the United States, involving almost all the country's foreign policy establishment. It pitted those who warned against ostracizing Russia, which in their view was how any expansion of NATO to countries that were previously subordinate to Moscow would inevitably be perceived by the Russians. Against those who were eager to seize the opportunity offered by what Washington Post columnist Charles Krauthammer called in 1990 the unipopular movement in order to extend U.S. hegemony to areas that were formerly part of the Soviet sphere. Listen, we got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We're getting ready to get into this. You can join me. We'll be right back. Ain't nobody got time to wait.